The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools graduation project came to an end with a school board vote Tuesday, but district leaders say they won't stop pushing students to learn research and presentation skills. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms explains the change.
The driving force behind Tuesday's vote to abolish the CMS graduation project is a law passed this fall requiring districts to reimburse low-income students for costs associated with the required research, public service, and presentation. Board members and administrators said the cost and administrative burden made such projects impractical. They say the next task is figuring out how to preserve the best parts of that work while scrapping the parts that are confusing or unnecessary. Here's board member Rhonda Cheek, whose three children have done graduation projects.
Research is crucial for students to learn while they're with us in CMS. Doing dioramas and projects that require some artistic and creative skills may necessarily not benefit every one of our students.
Until Tuesday's vote, CMS required graduates to do a junior research paper and a senior service project, compile a portfolio, and do an oral presentation to a panel of community members. Student advisor Kendall Sanders, a Northwest School of the Arts senior, said that leaves room for interpretation.
It doesn't really seem to be clear what the project should actually consist of. There's a lot of different things at different schools, so I do approve of the recommended change.
The fast-track unanimous vote means the project won't be required for a CMS diploma, starting with the 2020 mid-year graduation. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.